there are rules in just about everything we are involved in. In fact, I would say rules dominate much of our lives. There are board games like Monopoly or Yahtzee, but they have rules. There are sports. There again, they have rules, even referees for those rules. To drive a vehicle, we need to know the rules of the road and even perhaps pass a test, right? We've all gone through that, or many of us have anyway. There are work rules. There are rules from the government that seem unending, and so it goes. My point is, there are rules out there. But it appears that many times these rules are discovered by people when they break the rules, or as I've noticed in sports back in my younger days, we learned the rules simply by arguing about them until we probably made up some of our own. Christianity also has rules, and very few people really know those rules. They don't understand the rules, and in particular, they really don't obey the rules of Christianity. The Bible, however, clearly states the rules of Christianity. And I'm using the term rules, it's kind of a host word here. It would involve many more terms synonymous with that that even have more impact, such as commandment and law. But for this purpose of this sermonette, I'll just kind of focus on the concept of rules. There is a fundamental key for us to obey the rules of Christianity. And I'm not going to hold you in suspense. The key is this. It is to seek the truth. John 17:17. In this statement, Jesus Christ is making a very powerful statement from him, acknowledging, and it is not written by accident, these words of Christ in his prayer to his Father just before his crucifixion. He prays to the Father and he asks in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. As we know, that means set them apart. As Christians, if you please, your word is truth. John 18, verse 37, since we're in the book of John, I'd like to just go over to the next chapter. And we see things progressing, but the topic of truth is still foremost in Christ completing the mission that he was on this earth to accomplish. Let me read verse 37 in its full context. It says, Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? And Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king, and for this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Now, if I'll emphasize this last sentence in the paragraph here, or in this verse. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. What does that mean? Well, if you use the analogy of Christ as a shepherd, that his sheep know his voice, then we are the sheep. Christians are the sheep of Jesus Christ. They hear the truth because they are of the truth. I have 3 points about the rules of Christianity I'd like to present. They're very fundamental. They are very basic. And yet, they are fundamentally and basically ignored by the world. And it's something we must not do. I'm going over some basic things here, brethren, but I'd like to challenge you to carry it to a deeper level. And ask yourself, as I go through these points, am I still doing this, or is this something that's way in the past, and I've forgotten about the reality of what these points actually mean? Number one, God establishes the rules. And I'd like to use the example of Jesus Christ again in this case in John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And let me give it a little fuller context by beginning in verse 21. Again, the point that I'm backing up and supporting here is that God establishes the rules. That was true in the life of Jesus Christ. And if it's true for him, and was true for him, it best be true for us. Verse 21 of John 8, "Then Jesus said to them again, 'I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come.' So the Jews said, 'Will he kill himself because he says, where I go, you cannot come?' And he said to them, 'You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.'" A major truth that the Jews of his age were rejecting, obviously, by the testimony that we have in the Word of God. "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, or that I am, you will die in your sins.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you?' And Jesus said to them, 'Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning.'" They can't grasp the truth of what he's talking about here. But I'm giving you all this context because this is not made up truth from Jesus Christ or on his part, as we will see as we continue. "I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." That's the source for all that he does or did then and continues to do. "They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, 'When you lift me up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.'" And as he spoke these words, many believed what he was saying and believed that he was who he was. At least for a while they did. But I want to make the point here again that God establishes the rules. That was true for Jesus Christ. He didn't make up anything. He didn't do anything out of the context of what the Father had specifically instructed him to do. Brethren, that holds true for us in our Christian lives, that we cannot make up our Christianity because the rules that apply are from God. Another point, a second point in the rules of Christianity is that Christ upholds the rules. He doesn't change them. He didn't change them. They will continue, and they're the very rules that will be rolled out in the future, in times of judgment, in future resurrections. Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. Again, to make the point that Christ upholds the rules. And if you listen to Christianity of our day, the biggest battle, the most vehement sermons arise when ministers stand up and condemn the laws of God. You can't keep those Ten Commandments. And even among those who nominally accept the Ten Commandments, it's really Nine Commandments because the Sabbath is excluded in their thinking. But let's see what Jesus Christ said. These are the rules of Christianity that I'm talking about, and Jesus Christ himself making a very poignant remark, series of remarks here in Matthew 5, verse 17. "Do not think I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." To do them. For once, someone actually does them. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, and I haven't seen heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever, therefore, breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. We can read these words, and I'm almost certain that these words are read periodically and maybe even often among various religions, Christian claiming religions, but with a particular spin on it. And the spin eventually does away with what Christ is saying. So it is lawlessness when they, of course, do those things. And we can say they are not rule keepers. Number three, Christians are required to keep, to obey, to also, in order to obey, to know the rules. So Christians are required to obey the rules. A very simple statement in 1 John 2 and verse 4 brings this home again very specifically. 1 John 2 and verse 4, he who says, I know him, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of the way of Christ, but notice what continues here, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth, oh, here we come again, that issue of the truth, right? Seeking the truth is not in him. This is a person who is not seeking the truth when they say, I know him, but don't keep his commandments. The Father and the Son are in complete agreement. There is no disparity in their teaching. They agree wholeheartedly and completely. And yet, we are being taught in today's world that that's not the case. That the Old Testament was done away, that the laws of God are no longer in effect. Such a simple concept, brethren, and yet we've been called out of this world to turn to God in obedience. That's what our calling is all about. It gets down to the fact that Christianity just rejects the authority of God. People like to pick and choose what they want to do to make up their own rules. And in a longer presentation, we could show what will be the consequences for those choices. Isaiah 8, verse 20, a last scripture to put in your notes if you are taking notes. Isaiah 8 and verse 20, and it is in the Old Testament here, but again, a rule that is unbreakable. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Christ spoke of these kinds of individuals. He called them the blind leading the blind. In Matthew 15:14, if you just want to kind of footnote that, I'm turning there. Now let me ask you a few questions. Would you play checkers, but use the rules of chess? That doesn't sound very logical. Would you use a basketball as the ball of choice in a football game? No, I don't think so. And would you fly an airplane with just a driver's license? Well, I hope not. Would you call Sunday the Sabbath? Would you replace pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter for God's commanded holy days. Would you break God's laws and call yourself a Christian? If you are a Christian, you will seek the truth. You will live by the rules, the very ones that the Father gave to Jesus Christ to teach.